We are in the midst of the holiday season, like it or not, and joining us now on the phone is Barbara Burns Churchill, a Master Certified Executive Coach, who actually has a special interest in helping us get through the holidays as well. Welcome, Barbara.
Hey, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, and you know, as I've kind of glanced a bit at some of your things, I realize you just went against one of your big rules by adding to your to-do list and joining us tonight. Thank you.
Oh, no. I look at this as a get-to, not a to-do at all.
Oh, well, thank you. We're really delighted to have you. I'm really excited about having you here. So first, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am an executive coach, as you said. And what that means is I work in the corporate space. I have life coaching certifications. And really what happens, you know, how we lead at work is how we live in our lives. So a lot of it crosses together. But I help leaders in the corporate space become more effective, and I help their teams to work together and get better results. So what we work on specifically is the self-awareness piece of interacting with each other. So how to be more influential, how to communicate better, how to have more confidence and make your decisions and take action. It's really a lot of fun. And I have to say, I have a connection to the north part of Minnesota because my grandfather and Howard Joins from the Joins, Ben Franklin, and Grand Marais were very dear friends. And so I am so familiar, and I loved Howard and knew him well. And so it is one of my favorite places to go. We're up there at least twice a year.
Oh, you rock. Come visit.
Oh, we love it. We love it. Our shoulders just melt down our back once we hit Duluth and we keep going north.
Yeah, we wish we had you here in the studio right now knowing that.
I do too. I do too.
All right. And I'm just curious, how did you get to be in this career that you're in? I mean, it isn't something that people, you know, in grade school get pointed in that direction and has a teacher said, you know, you'd be a really great executive coach.
Well, you know, my grade school teachers told me I talked a lot. And I thought, maybe I should be a speaker. But no, I kind of took a long and winding road to it. What I've always known is that I'm a great listener. And people would always come to me for, hey, what do you think I should do? Or getting my feedback on this. And it was just a natural evolution for me in the work that I did because I didn't do really well in the corporate space because I was always seeing ways to make things better. And I'm sure in my younger years, I didn't really, verbalize that in the most politically correct way. So it's best that I went on my own and became my own boss. So
you can say those shocking things that help people to transform themselves in a constructive way.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It's really a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, and I love watching people change how they're showing up in the world and realize that they need to make just a few small adjustments in their mindset to really make a big difference. So it's really very rewarding.
So we're in the midst of all these holidays, and I do not understand why the powers that be put so many holidays in such a short period of time. But we're stuck with them.
I know. It really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, this calendar that we have, because we've got Thanksgiving, and then we've got Hanukkah, we've got Kwanzaa in here, we've got Christmas, and we've got the New Year. I mean, my heavens, it's a bit much.
It is. So talk to me, because I know that you've been giving advice about how people can get through this and actually maybe enjoy it all a little bit better.
Yeah. And the first thing is, you know, I see a lot of people, particularly in my practice, who are, you know, there's a lot of deadlines at the end of the year, and they're trying to meet all these deadlines. And then they have all these expectations in their personal life as well. We're trying to cram everything into a very short period of time. And a lot of behaviors I see repetitively around the holiday season. You know, everybody is expecting this perfect holiday. We see advertising for the perfect this, buy the perfect this. Retailers bombard us with that message to have this perfect holiday. So we make these impossibly large to-do lists and carry all these unrealistic expectations about what this holiday should look like. And when that doesn't happen, it can be really devastating for some people. They just set themselves up for disappointment because they want that Norman Rockwell holiday, but they don't have the family or the surrounding that matches that vision. And so there's a conflict there.
And who does, really?
Nobody does. It was a picture, but nobody remembers that, you know?
Even Norman had a pretty crazy life.
Norman, yeah, you know? I mean, it was a painting, so. But that's what we've been conditioned in our society to have. Even though you don't, you know, 364 days out of the year, you might have kind of a screwy family, but that one day everybody's supposed to be perfect, it just makes no sense. And we get stressed about the holidays about, you know, a lot of things, that impossibly large to-do list. I say cut it in half. Look at this list, cut it in half. Because one of two things is going to happen. When you look at this big list, you're never going to get it done, and then you feel bad. Or you look at this big list, and you make yourself insane trying to get it done, and you feel bad because you missed out on the holiday because you were getting all these things done. So either way, you're going to feel bad. So just cut out half of it, do the best you can, and try to be more present in the moment, you know?
And real specific things, like ditch the Christmas tree?
Hey, you know what? If you don't want a Christmas tree, there's no rule. You know, if you don't want to hang ornaments, there are no rules. If you don't want to do holiday cards, or if you still send out snail mail cards, there's no rule that says you have to have them out by a certain date before Christmas. My husband and I, we do January cards. We do Happy New Year's cards because, you know what? After the holidays, people's refrigerators get cleaned off. Or you get more prime space on the fridge with the magnets. Plus, it gives me more time to get it out. I remember one year when we actually did President's Day cards.
I love it.
Because we were so far behind, and it was a fun thing for people to get.
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
Sure.
So take the pressure off with that.
Yeah, give yourself permission to be different.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, reduce by 50% or more.
Or more. I mean, truly, do we really need 14 kinds of cookies? We really don't.
Unless somebody else is doing all the cooking.
Well, that's true. But I mean,
sorry.
You know, think about what is it really is that's important about that.
Yeah.
And we've asked our kids, they're all college age, and we say, okay, what's your favorite cookie? We have three kids. I make three cookies. I look at my husband, I know what he wants. There I am. I don't need to have all of this other stuff.
Yeah.
It's really not about that. It's about being with people, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so speaking of being with people, that can add some of its own stress, though, can it?
Well, it can because, you know, sometimes we might have a very small family that we see all the time, and other times we might have a larger gathering, and people come to that we haven't seen in a year or, you know, 6 or 8 months or something. And so it might be hard to start that conversation. It kind of goes to, we talk about the weather, the kids, how is work, and it either gets to be a little bit rote and it's kind of boring, or there's always that one person that kind of likes to stir the pot a little bit and brings up a topic that is very stressful. I mean, in our culture right now, in our country, we really want to start talking about politics if we have a mixed group of political views, because that's a really fast way to have a holiday turn sour.
Yeah.
So we try to mix things up here, and just I try to look and be proactive a little bit. So I encourage people to plan ahead. And there's this really cool thing called a chat pack.
Chat pack.
You can get it on Amazon.
Huh.
And what it is conversation prompts. And it is a blast. So it's like, if it could, you know, if it was raining, what scent would you want the rain to be? Or if you had the opportunity to go back in history at a particular sporting event and witness it, which one would you be? Or if you could get 50 pounds of something that wasn't money, what would you grab? It's just conversation starters. Some of them are very in-depth and would really encourage a robust conversation. Others of them, you know, like the 50 pounds of something, it's just kind of silly. But it helps get the conversation moving along, particularly in a larger group where people haven't had that opportunity to, you know, hang out for a while.
Right. I like it. And it gets it away from just being it all being talked about about one person's issues or what happened in the news today, but everybody can participate.
Yes. Yeah. It's really fun. And it gets, you know, and kids can pick and, you know, you can send the pack and they have all different flavors. They even have a Minnesota version. So it's a very, it's very cool. And you can get it on Amazon, gift stores around the state, but it's a fun way to get the conversation moving.
Chat pack. Yay. For our listeners, take that one down. And as long as you're buying things, though, people buy things. Somehow or another, these holidays seem to be focused on buying stuff. Strategies there?
Definitely. I am going to invite you, particularly if you get really stressed out. Now, if you're somebody who starts the January before the holiday and you're done by May, God bless you. I'm not there. I've never been there. I aspire to be you. But if you're somebody that really gets stressed out about gifts, let's rethink the gifting thing, because that's where the majority of the stress lies. So that perfect gift, you know, we're fighting full parking lots, crowds on Black Friday. And I'm telling you right now, to me, the sound of going to a mall is worse than going to a dentist. I mean, more often than not,
we need to start a club. I'm with you on that one.
I do most of my shopping online, or I give the gift of cash. It spends great, and it saves me a lot of stress. But, you know, 28% of the gifts that are purchased are returned. So we put all of this energy and craziness into getting that, you know, and then it might be returned anyway. Yeah. So instead, let's gift an experience. Let's do something together. Think of this person. What is it that they like to do? What would be a really fun thing for them? And it can be as easy as, you know what? I love my aunt and uncle, and I never get to see them. I'm just going to give them a gift card for a restaurant for the four of us, you know, or for the three of us, whoever, to go out and be together. Yeah. That way we know we're going to make it happen. Or you could do something for your adventurous person, like a hot air balloon ride or something like that. If you have elderly people in your life, they love nothing more than spending time with you and reminiscing about their life. They're in the last third of their life, right? And you can learn so much. I used to visit Howard when he was aging, and he would tell me so many great stories about the North and how he and my grandfather would take the canoe rides, you know, over to Bill Needham's cabin, and in the dark, they'd find their way back on the lakes. I don't know how they did it, but it was the best moments, and it cost nothing, you know, but it was a great time to spend with him. And so think about the people in your life. Nobody needs another sweater or a kitchen gadget. I'm just going to tell you right now. Spend the time. Think of what would be fun. Do they love antiquing? Great. Pick them up and go. Would everybody want to take a trip and, you know, forget the traditional holiday? Let's all meet somewhere and spend time at a resort, you know, maybe we're going to go up north and go skiing or something like that. Take away the gift thing and think of experience and spending time with people. Because at the end of the day, that's really what everybody wants anyway.
And I think what I'm kind of hearing with that too is really a question of what really matters to you and the people that you spend time with and love.
That's the thing. You know, we get all in our chaos around the holidays and we forget to pause and breathe and think about, okay, what really, really matters to me? So I invite you to take time to ponder that. When you're getting in the craziness of the holiday season, just take a moment. What does that mean to you? Just tune out social media and retailers and all the shoulds and ask yourself what really matters. And then observe what comes to mind and focus on whatever brings a smile to your face, because that is what you will remember years from now. If I asked you, Brian, what was your favorite gift last year, you wouldn't be able to tell me. Nobody remembers this stuff, but you will be able to tell me the favorite moment of your holiday, and it had to do with an experience with someone, some kind of a connection.
Love it.
And that's what it's about.
Love it. And in a sense, even starting there then can help you to decide what the 50% of things on your to-do list you're going to take off and...
That's how you prioritize it.
Yeah.
What really matters?
Yeah.
Does any of this stuff, you know? And I'll I'd venture to guess that the majority of your list will fall off when you answer that question.
So for our listeners who are just joining us, we are talking right now with Barbara Burns Churchill, who is an executive coach. And I do have a few more questions for Barbara. So Barbara, New Year's resolutions, what to do about New Year's resolutions?
Throw them out.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
I mean, really?
You are my new best friend.
Because here's what happens. We have such great intentions. We really do. And we think, yes, we're going to do it. But have you ever been to a health club? You've gone, you know, January 1st and 2nd, it is packed. And by February, it's crickets. We don't follow through on this. So instead of that New Year's resolution, how do I want to change in the new year? I do a thing called vision board, and you can do them electronically. You know, we have great things now electronically, like Pinterest, and you can create an entire board on what you would like to bring into your world. I do it the old-fashioned way. I like to get a bunch of magazines and clip out phrases and words and pictures that show, here's what I want my 2019 to be like, and here's what I want to bring in, here's what I want to focus on. And you can do it on one particular part of your life, or you can do it on all of it. So you can encompass health, fitness, relationships, finances, adventure, whatever it is that you want to do, and create this board and have it somewhere that you look at it all the time. It's much more fun than setting a goal and being disappointed that you didn't get there. And it makes it more real, and you get to look at it. And the more you visualize it, that there's a lot of power in that.
Sure.
You'd be surprised at how much you actually bring into your world just by visualizing it. So throw out the resolutions and start just to visualize. Do a vision board.
And then let yourself be human in implementing it.
Oh, yes, please, let's remember that.
Yeah. Okay, so my last question is chocolate. What role does chocolate play in all of this?
Chocolate? Well,
chocolate.
If you were to look at anything that I have, any bio that I have, I will do just about anything for dark chocolate. I'm a chocolate freak. I am now particular. I love the darker, as I age, the darker the better, and I love that bitterness of it. But chocolate to me is one of those moments I can enjoy with someone, or I can be a happy camper with just me enjoying a really good piece and really being in the moment of that. And the flavor of it, the feel of it in my mouth. I mean, oh, chocolate. Some people are bacon people. I'm a chocolate person.
Well, it sounds like something that, you know, when people do their best on following the guidance that you've been giving and still feel like something went wrong, because it will. I mean, ultimately,
oh my gosh, yes.
It will. Chocolate can smooth the edges.
Chocolate always helps, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It's my go-to.
All right. In wrapping up, you mentioned a couple of resources that people can go to online. And first of all, people can buy a chat pack. They can get that online. And what were the yep. other online resources that you suggested for people to consider?
You know, I just think Google is a fabulous thing. I couldn't believe it, how to stay stress-free during the holidays. And there were over 41 million results. Now, there is an article that's great from Psychology Today, 7 Tips to Relieve Holiday Stress. If you just Google that, it's going to be great.
Okay.
But Google is great. Just go look in, you know,
yeah.
little tips here and there. The point is, throw out your old assumptions and expectations and start to get curious about how can I have the absolute best stress-free holiday ever.
Yeah. Decide what matters and go from there.
And go from there.
Yeah. We've been talking with Barbara Burns Churchill, Master Certified Executive Coach, who's been giving us guidance and insights on how to have a most excellent holiday season. Barbara, thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
You know what? Just happy holidays, everybody. Enjoy the most beautiful area of this state. I love it. And just safe and happy holidays to everybody.
Great. Thank you. And next time you're going to be up here, let us know. We'll bring you into the studio.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it. We'll see you in the summer.